Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't worry.
Here it is.
No, I'm not going there today because there's some angry Philly fans out there.
You don't want to be called a company man again.
Well, no, it's not that.
It is.
It's like I don't want to, you know, the unfortunate thing about the fans of 444.
You people.
They'll see you on the street and they'll say something to you. I don't feel like dealing with that today.
Duck and run. He's Douglas over here.
You know, people say, your takes are ridiculous, Douglas.
Yeah, they're going to throw tomatoes at you.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not irritating anybody today. See, Kyle set me up for failure with that.
We got 3 hours to go. So
disappointing the studio audience.
They
want to hear you sing.
Not today.
Not today? All right.
I don't know. Yesterday hit different. 11-4 hits different. Especially when you tie the game up.
I know it's different.
You tie it up. Everybody's excited about the home run Bryce hits.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the wheels just fall off the wagon. Because yesterday I was at Harper's game, so I'm trying to tune in.
Yep.
And when I saw Bryce tie it up, I was like, okay, here we go. Here's the rally. And then, yeah.
Yeah, they're just not playing. They're not playing good baseball. I mean, they've been outscored on the season so far. And look, they started off 5-1. So we don't have to be mathematicians here to realize they're 5-7 in their last 12 games. They haven't played well since the Rockies left town and had their first you know sweep of the year. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Aaron Nola? Really tough start last night and a tough start to his season. Are you hitting the panic button on Nola? I am more than I ever have because he doesn't look right. He's walking people. His velocity's down. And it's in the back of my mind. There's a lot of innings on that arm. I don't know if he's going to bounce back. Like, you could bring up, he started off, I think his worst start was 2019. He had a tough April. He was also, what, in 2019? 6 years younger? Like, he's...
Yeah. It's easier. When you're younger, it's easier to bounce back.
Sure.
Every night, you know, it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
That old age crept in?
Well, no, it's just that sometimes, you know... It just takes a little longer to bounce back.
It does.
It takes a little bounce back. Game. It's not like what he's doing.
When you're younger, you can bounce right back. And then you get older, it gets a little more challenging. All right, 215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Bam.
First and foremost, before I get to my point, right, I heard some disturbing news on the afternoon show. I gotta defend my little brother back there behind the glass, and I got to defend you guys on
What happened?
Yeah. Yesterday, their anniversary, right, of their one-year show.
The afternoon show. Afternoon show, one-year anniversary yesterday. Yeah. What grade did you give them, Bam? You give them an A, B, C?
I couldn't get through. But because my phone was something was wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, I heard what I was listening to. They said Kyle's the worst producer. Somebody, a caller called in on their show, said that Kyle's the worst producer.
Oh.
The midday show is the boringest show ever.
Mm. Ooh. Well, not boring enough for him to listen, apparently.
Right.
Who was this caller?
I mean, because he knows you intimately enough.
Now, did the afternoon show defend us, or did they agree with the caller?
They probably didn't defend us.
No, Jack agreed with it.
Interesting.
That don't know. Yeah. Was he kissing Jack's ass in the process? That does tend to happen.
Probably. It was Corey from Columbus's cousin, I think.
It was Corey from Columbus.
From Ohio doing stuff like that? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you could take the ass kissing that you give to Jack. kiss my ass, and thanks for listening.
I'm so proud he does that because that's like my go-to.
It's good stuff. All right, Ben, we appreciate it. Now, you can grade their show next time you call them. What do you got for us? What are you feeling on Aaron Nola?
I'm feeling Aaron Nola's cooked, man. Stick a fork in him, man. Stick a fork in him. I'm done. He's cooked, man. That's the most embarrassing outing I've ever seen Aaron Nola do, man.
Well, Ben,
he kind of felt like that, too. He felt that.
He walked a run-in for the second straight start. This is not like the Aaron Nola we're used to, Bam.
No, we're not. We're not. And I got a guess for Huge Clues.
What you got?
Is it Nelson Mandela?
Nelson Mandela. You know, any time 100 list, Nelson Mandela could have made. You know,
I didn't realize that.
Not it.
So was Hugh's first clue, pardon me, for because, you know, Hugh talks and it goes in one ear right out the
like
other.
For all of us. Yeah.
Yep. Did Hugh specifically say this year's top 100?
Well, I said on the Times 100 list, I did say that we gotcha. Unveiled
okay.
yesterday.
Okay, so it was this specific one.
Yeah,
so I hadn't thought about the fact this could open it up to the hundreds
year.
And thousands.
Well, I thought it was, but you know, in Bam's defense, I thought most people would automatically think about yesterday's list.
So we can clarify right now.
Because I did say the list that we unveiled, that was unveiled yesterday.
You did.
I did say that.
It's the one we spoke of yesterday for obvious reasons. There was a very, very local tie-in who made the list yesterday that we spoke about. That's why it came up. So yes, the person, it could be anyone, is on the list this year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Scott, King of Pressure. Then we'll get to the latest on Dallas Goedert and the Philadelphia Eagles with a draft 1 week away. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Scott.
Hey, greetings, guys.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
So I think everybody has every right to be super concerned with Nola, but until the weather turns, you can't close the curtain on them. Until the weather turns, he's liable to pick up a mile per hour or two once it warmed up a little bit. He's a warm weather guy, we know that. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And when the weather does turn, if he's still, you know, is still 91 high and then we'll know where he's at. And
yeah,
that, you know,
Scott, I agree. And
that's on the fills.
And he's done this before. We've seen other years where his velocity is a little down in April and it picks up when we get to June, July. And that could happen. Scott, what's troubling to me more than just the velocity is the walks, because that's not like him. It's one thing if it's just, all right, he's over the plate and it's 90 instead of 93 and it's a home run. He's walking the ballpark right now. That's not like him.
Yeah, though I think part of that is because, you know, even when he's topping out at 94, it's still 94, and he still has to hit his spot in order to be effective. Well, now, if you're topping out at 91, it doesn't matter if you hit spots, because 91's going to get hit.
Right.
It's not competitive for those guys. Anyway, I wanted to talk a minute about the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So just looking at it, number one, I think I'm looking forward to Wilson coming back, because I actually think he can play a role on this team and help out a little bit, that right-handed bat.
Yep.
I think it's a good time to send down Marsh or Rojas and let them get some at-bats in AAA and get their confidence back. The more I look at this lineup, and I've said it 100 million times, I really am disappointed with Phillies and Phillies management, and I just want to appeal to them to reconsider starting Sosa at shortstop now and moving a guy who has center field experience in the major leagues, has proven that he can play there. And we don't need to manage to the back of a baseball card to what guys have done in the past. You need to manage to the present. So I'm appealing to Dombrowski, I'm appealing to Middleton to step in here. And it's clearly what's best for the team is for Trey Turner to move back to center field, a position that he's familiar with, and Sosa to play short. It's such an easy thing to see that this would be a better ball team right now. Crawford's not ready. We all want Crawford to come up and play. He's not ready yet. You don't want to ruin him. Okay, he's going to be your center fielder, just not yet. This is just such an easy, simple fix, and I don't know why they're so dug in on keeping Trey Turner at shortstop. No, he's playing better. I get it. He is playing a little bit better. However, if you look closer, the feeds still are not there. His throws get dug out a lot by Harper.
Yep.
He's just not fluid at short. I guarantee you, if you put Sosa at short and Stott, you stabilize up the middle, your pitchers throw less pitches. It's just a better ball team. I know I say it over and over again, but if there's ever a time for them to act and do something, it's right now.
Well, Scott, you know I agree with you. And the part that is infuriating about this is they have no answer in the outfield, and yet their answer is here. And because they don't do it, Sosa sits the bench, you know, 4 out of 7 days a week. It really is.
Right.
Like, if you took a 10,000-foot view, you didn't know anything about the contract or who Turner was supposed to be, and I just presented all these facts to you. Like, a better shortstop sits the bench. He's actually hit really well this year. They can't hit in the outfield. The current shortstop used to play the outfield. If I said all those things and you didn't know anything about anything, you would say, oh, well, this is simple. And yet they refuse to do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I am so with that logic 100%, and I'm just going to keep appealing. I'm going to keep calling. I'm going to keep bringing it up until logic wins out here, because I got to think that Middleton is a financially strong person who makes his own decisions and can look at a situation like this and get involved. Because your baseball guys, listen, I'll challenge any baseball guy's opinion anytime on Sosa. I've said it from the start. I feel like he's a starter in Major League Baseball. At the bare minimum, he should be platooning. His defense on an offensively loaded team is enough to keep him in a lineup. And I just don't understand what these Phillies are doing. And I shake my head at it. And I don't know why more people aren't upset about it, but I don't know.
I think it's insane, but we're living in an insane time right now. All right, Scott, what do you got for us? What's your guess? Use clues.
All right, I'm either listening too close or I'm not listening at all. Jalen Hurts? First time
so,
on the list,
Scott. It's. I was
that's
waiting for someone
to
guess it.
I was wondering.
Scott,
that was
not
grabbing.
It. But
no, good guess, go Scott.
But that's a. I want to give Scott credit as well because he listened, and we did kind of not vaguely say the list yesterday, not the list Jalen Hurts was on.
Yeah.
I don't think we did it on purpose.
No.
That's just what happened.
And a little sneak peek at you people. This is funny. As soon as the first clue came out, everyone was like, "Well, this is an easy one, Jalen Hurts."
Well, no,
no,
it's not that.
We're not going to give you that.
I'm not that predictable.
Well, one more day this thing goes to 145. And
yeah, we might have to make it a little more predictable.
You'll be waving the white flag tomorrow.
No, I won't. This was a pretty good one, though.
I like this one. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines here on the Phils, Hugh, let's discuss the Dallas Goedert situation. The Eagles, are 1 week out from the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. And Dallas Goedert is still on this football team. He is still here. And I want you to hear Howie Roseman a couple days ago. Howie Roseman talking about Goddard and his impact here potentially on the draft and what they do.
The unsettled nature with Dallas Goedert right now, how does that affect the approach at that position going into the draft?
The way we look at the draft is it's a separate entity to anything else that's going on. We got to make good decisions in the draft based on who the players are that are available in the draft. We can't make up any positions and make them better than they're not. We have to really have a true process. So it really doesn't affect us. We try to do as much as we can at any position in free agency to try to make sure that we're not in a position where there is needs. Of course, we're not a perfect team, and there's always going to be areas that we're looking to improve. And, you know, honestly, that's going to happen even the day after the draft. So we're going to continue to have areas that when we look at our depth chart, we'll go, man, it would be great to add a player here. So the player acquisition period, this is a huge part of it, but it's certainly not the end.
All right. What'd you make of that?
You want my honest opinion?
Always.
It was a lot of long talking and brain wrestling.
A lot of brain wrestling.
Because, and you know what? The reason I say that is because normally Howie is more clear and concise when he wants to talk about something. I mean, he gets right to the point. There, he lost me a while ago when he started, because he was talking in circles. Because, and what I got, to answer your question, Joe, what I gather from that is that they don't even know really what they want to do with Dallas Goedert yet. Because most of the time when you talk to Howie, it's very fluid and it's very short and compact. He took a long time to say nothing. Really.
Yeah.
He took a long time to say nothing. So that's why I feel like they don't know what they want to do with Dallas yet.
Well, listen to Ruben Frank this morning, because Ruben gave his take on the Dallas Goedert situation, and maybe he's on it. Maybe this is exactly what they're doing with Dallas Goedert. Here's Ruben this morning.
Look, he's still here because they would like him here at some price. Now, how low is that number, and would he accept, I don't know, $6 million? You know, I mean, he's not going to get it anywhere else. Nobody has any money left to pay Dallas Goedert. So, you know, we're like 6 weeks into free agency, 5 weeks into free agency. There's no money for Dallas Goedert for a 30-year-old injury-prone tight end. So I think that all adds up to there's a chance he's still here. I would say in 9 days he will be here.
All right, so Ruben's take is they're just kind of strong-arming him, keeping him around to try to force him to take a pay cut. I view Ruben's take is they take him back, right? They're not anti-player.
Not at the number. Right. Kind of like the Darius Slay situation.
Yes.
But they don't want to cut him because they know if they cut him. I mean, here's the thing. If you cut him and bring him back, that's one thing, but I think it feels like they're worried about if they cut him, somebody might pick him up.
I know. So, and what's frustrating to me is we keep hearing more now about how they might take a tight end at 32, right? There's a lot of noise going on, you know, about Mason Taylor, the tight end.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, your guy, Mason Taylor, your guy for
my guy.
Very specific reason we know about. But Mason Taylor, tight end out
waved
of...
waved at his auntie this morning.
Yeah. What do you mean, waved at her?
DM.
Oh, auntie. You're DMing Joy Taylor.
No, I just waved.
Okay.
Before we get you on this,
yeah,
let me just...
Really?
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not.
We can't trust your opinion because
I refuse. No, I'm not. I'm not. Whatever you were trying to do, I'm not about to do that.
He was worried about a viral moment there. Here's where I'm at. If the Eagles,
I do like this song. No, it's,
wait till they draft this kid. We got a whole thing ready. If the Eagles are deciding, you gotta stop the music. I can't talk over this. If the Eagles are deciding,
hey,
if the Eagles are deciding between drafting a tight end at 32, like their first round pick, maybe Mason Taylor, or just keeping Dallas Goedert, I'd rather just keep Dallas Goedert, Hugh. He's here anyway, and then I could use my first round pick on, you know, a defensive player, like a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
It feels like the Eagles are about to, within a week, create a hole to have to fill that hole with one of their higher picks.
A cheaper
hole, yes, but one they don't need to create this. They have a tight end. He's under contract.
Yeah.
Every time Goddard's name comes up, people talk as if they have no salary cap space. They could clearly fold him into the salary cap this year and play the game. I know he's 30. I know he's injury prone. I'm just saying, if it comes down to if we get to the draft next week and they swap him for a fifth round pick and they end up taking a tight end in the first round. I'm like, hold on. We had a tight end, and you could have used that pick on a defensive player. Hugh, would you rather just keep Goddard or use the 32nd pick on a tight end like, you know, Mason Taylor out of LSU?
Are you seriously asking me
this
question?
Are you giving me an honest opinion? Yes, I'm looking for an honest opinion.
Okay. You want an honest opinion?
Well, yeah, let's see if we get it.
I think that, you know, if you go younger at that position, you know, look at some of the young tight ends that are in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. And look at, like, a Brock Bowers. You get a guy like a Brock Bowers on this team with the talent that you already have, you could really do some things. And even though Dallas Goedert, there were some moments for Dallas Goedert in this season.
Yes.
There definitely was some moments.
Well,
for
the
Dallas
moment
Goedert.
Against the Saints, that would change the whole season.
But like I've always said, your biggest asset is your availability. And a lot of times when you needed that big tight end, he wasn't available. Now, is Mason Taylor the answer to all of this? I don't know. But I feel where you're going with this because, to be totally honest, if I had to draft with my first pick, with the way that things have gone in this offseason, I would feel more comfortable getting one of those defenders with that first pick. But on the flip side of that, Joe, and I hate to say it, but it kind of plays into that narrative that I was telling you earlier.
No.
I mean, it really does. If they draft a tight end and you already have all these weapons, I mean, what does that say?
I mean, come on.
Just saying. Say it out loud.
No, I'm not. I don't have to. I think at this point, I've irritated people enough with my Phillies take. So but that's what it plays into.
Well, isn't that a one for one, though? Because they lose an offensive player and then gain one.
It's still nothing. But it's still. But to that point, though,
but we're using the asset. We're wasting the
asset. You're using
the asset
to replace that lost asset.
Yeah, well, that's a problem for me.
Because
it's the same thing. It's the same reason why I'd be annoyed if they drafted Malachi Starks, because they just had a safety on the roster. They let him go. The 32nd pick right now is the best asset the Eagles have left this offseason, barring, you know, them wanting to dangle one of their better players in a trade,
right?
Which I don't necessarily anticipate, right? But I don't understand the idea of letting something you have go, creating a hole, and then just using the best asset you have to replace that. By the way, Mason Taylor, this guy, he's like projected to be the third best tight end in the draft. It's not like you're going to get Brock Bowers or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's true.
Right. If he was projected to be Brock Bowers, I might feel differently because that Brock Bowers looks like he might be an all-time
guy. Bonafide.
Yeah.
He's bonafide.
And look, you can get a good play. I mean, Mason Taylor might be really good, or whoever the third tight end is. But just based on the mocks, and we do our daily mock every day, to your point, Kyle, they're not going to get probably either of the top two guys.
No,
it's Tyler Warren and Loveland. They're going to probably be long gone.
And like, I don't know how Kevin Betullo likes to use the tight ends in the offense, but, you know, make no mistake, when Dallas Goedert's on the field, he has a great impact. Like,
yes,
I like what he adds to the offense, but when he's off the field, it's not like a massive, like, it's not like you're like, oh my God, this offense stinks without Dallas Goedert out there. So it just doesn't make sense to me. It's using too big of a resource to replace something that you don't really need to currently replace right now.
I have been insistent on this the whole time. I just want to keep him. I mean, I know, like, I get it, Hugh. Teams don't like to overpay players, and they look at his cap number and his production and his age and his injuries.
Yeah, he's making over 12 yams.
About that, yeah. And I know they're trying to save money for the future and all that. And I'm not looking to give him a new contract for 5 years. Like, I think I'm pretty realistic about where Goddard is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still good.
Pretty serviceable.
Yes, and they just won a Super Bowl with him. He's helped them get to two Super Bowls. I just feel like they are. It's a very odd thing with a player that's been very good here for a long time. Plus, they have other holes to fill.
Right.
Like, if they had a perfect roster and they didn't have needs on defense, I'd say, all right, let's freshen this up a little bit. Let's go draft a tight end in the first round. But that's not what they've got.
The weird thing is, if they trade Goddard for, say, a fifth, like, at what point are we like, okay, we have too many draft picks to what are we going to do with all these rookies, especially a fifth-round rookie? The roster's good. What if this guy doesn't even make the team? Like, it's almost useless to have a fifth-round pick right now.
I don't get it.
We have a ton of draft picks.
All right, would you rather just keep Goddard or use the first-round pick to replace him? A lot of people are bringing up Mason Taylor's name, not just Hugh because of, you know, Auntie. Yeah, Auntie.
With that peanut butter skin.
You going to be all right?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, Auntie aside.
No one buys that.
There's no Auntie aside. You might as well just lean into it.
Auntie aside. Auntie aside. I mean, I think that he would be a serviceable tight end here, and it does add a different dynamic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he can stretch the field. He can help stretch the field with the offensive players that we already have.
Yeah, no, like this is not an anti-Mason Taylor thing. I think he's going to be a good football player in the NFL. It's just we have a good tight end, and we have holes on the defensive side, and we're going to create a hole here to fill it with another tight end in the first round. It just feels a little wild to me. 215-592-9494. All right, let's grab Jay in Philly. He wants you to stop those excuses, Hugh Douglas. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, look, man, I heard Aaron Nola is struggling because of the weather. It's good that, and that I can understand that because Aaron Nola's from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
He just became a Philly yesterday when he pitched, but he's never pitched in cold weather. Oh, he has for a few years.
Oh, yeah, he's been up in the big leagues since 2015.
What are we talking about, man? What, yo, last week, Alec Bohm needs to get hugged on his way out to the bat now Aaron Nola should get a hoodie and warmers in the hoodie when he pitches. Yo, what are we doing with the Phillies, man? Like, we're just sitting around Indian style singing Kumbaya with the Phillies. Like, what is going on? They've been 500, like you said, since last year. Like, they don't deserve it.
He does bring up a fair point here. This Aaron Nola has pitched in a lot of – as much as he's from Louisiana and tends to pitch better in warm weather, he's been around here for a lot of springs and falls.
You know what the funny thing about Jay's point is? I know he's taking shots at me. I hear you, Jay. But you conveniently left out all the other stuff that I added on to that you wanted to make your point. And even the manager said that he usually does better – after April.
Yeah, that manager.
I mean, and it's just...
Because we listening to what Tomper's been saying.
Well, CJ, see, this is where I can't win this because you're upset, and I understand that, and no matter what I say, you're just going to say I'm making an excuse. It's not an excuse.
Yes.
It's not. And so I understand that. You like this call.
Yeah, well, Jay's good call, Jay.
I get it, man. It's no excuse time, but... He's probably in his head a little bit, Jay, because like I said yesterday, listen to the post game, and listening to some of the things that he said and the way that he pitched, he's in a position now that he's never been in. And I can tell you, man, as a former athlete, when you're a little bit older and you wake up one morning and be like, damn, I used to be able to do this, but now – and I can't do it. It takes a little while to warm up or whatever. He's probably in that space.
And you're right. You're right. Listen to what he said. He said, I'm the worst pitcher basically in a rotation. He sounds defeated. Like, it's way too early for that dude to set. So then it goes back to what I always say about the Phillies. I don't trust their leadership. You know, like you said, you've been an athlete. When you were in Philadelphia and we were set up the way we were set up, man, if a player was going through what he was going through, man, do you think it would have been easier, not guaranteed, but easier set up the way that the Eagles were set up for him to come out of it versus where's the leadership in the Phillies? How's he going to come out of it?
Well, yeah, it's not there right now. Not enough. They all look like they're in a malaise, Jay, and it's not good. And the manager seems like he's grasping his straws to figure this out. All right, Jay, what's your guess? Hughes Clues, influential person on that list yesterday.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper?
That's not a bad guess.
It's a good guess. I'm not sure if he's on the list.
I was in a movie with him, so he listened. Jay listened to the show.
I could see Bradley maybe making one of those lists at some point. Because there was Jalen was in the icon category with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see Bradley Cooper.
Is he an icon?
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Was Demi Moore? Like, what are actors?
I would consider her more of an icon if we're doing that than Jalen. Because that G.I.J. thing. That G.I. Jane thing was huge when she did that.
He was more of an icon than Bradley Cooper. I mean,
wait a second.
I mean,
G.I. Jane, was that in the 90s?
It was a while ago, but it was what made it iconic is because it was a big deal because she cut her hair.
Oh, sure, yeah. I remember G.I. Jane.
Yeah. And dude, her bounce back game is strong because if you've seen this movie Substance, she doesn't, it takes you a while to, it took me a while to realize it was her because she looks totally different because Demi Moore. She had plastic surgery botches, and she was able to bounce back from those.
Yeah, I need Aaron Nola to bounce back like that anymore.
I hate Kyle found him a new tour.
Yeah, this music's going to be a good one. 215-592-9494. All right, you guys need a second clue. We'll hit you with that next. Second clue for Hughes Clues. We got a four-pack. I think it's the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link next Thursday. All right, Dallas Goedert, would you rather keep him or draft his replacement in round one? A lot of noise about Mason Taylor, tight end at LSU. I'd rather keep Goedert. Use the first-round pick on a defense player. And Aaron Nola... Where are you at with Nola right now? I'm in the panic button. I mean, his velocity's down. He's walking the ballpark. The innings may have caught up to Aaron Nola. 215-592-9494. Plus, I got to get a son I've been hearing a lot lately about the Phillies. And quite frankly, I'm sick of. Like, I can't hear. There's this one excuse I keep hearing or like coping. I just stop saying
copium.
It.
Copium.
It doesn't even make any sense. It's like, I'm going to explain how silly what I keep hearing is. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. During all the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. For three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.